The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
And welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is brought to you by Elm Creek RV and Marine. And it's also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. I really appreciate it. Well, that was quite a game last night with the Buckeyes. They won. Who would have known that Indiana could have scored 49 points and lost, you know? That's amazing. Today with us on the show, we have Clark Kellogg. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Clark Kellogg. He was appointed to the Board of Trustees by Governor Strickland in June of 2010. Clark's a TV color analyst and receives national notoriety for his work on college basketball telecasts. In July of 2010, he was named Vice President of Player Relations for the Indiana Pacers. And Mr. Kellogg has done television commentating for Cleveland State, the Big East Television Network, and ESPN. In December of 2008, he became the lead analyst for CBS's coverage of college basketball after serving as a game and studio analyst for over a decade. He was the lead studio analyst from 1997 to 2008 and has been with CBS since 1993. Clark, thank you for getting up and being on the show.
Good morning, Dr. Kvitko. Good to be here, and it's always great to be upright on a glorious fall Sunday morning here in Central Ohio.
Exactly. It's not exactly sunny yet, but I think it will be. You know what I found is the sun's always shining. You fly enough, you know this.
Yeah, that's right.
Pilots see the sun every day.
That's exactly right.
All you got to do is get up above those clouds.
You got to get up top.
And there's a big one over Central Ohio, isn't there?
Yeah.
Every time.
Typically, this time of year, moving towards the winter and into the months that are ahead, we won't see a lot of the sun in this part of the country.
It's like every time I fly somewhere and I'm on my way home, but right about, you know how they slow the engines down at about 100 miles out. People maybe don't know that, but when you hear the engine slow down, that means you're 100 miles away,
mm-hmm.
usually about 30 minutes from landing.
20 to 30, yeah.
Yeah, because they want to descend very, very slowly. And that's when the clouds form, no matter what direction you're coming from. Now, I also want to thank you for coming out to my 6th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic this past July 27th and helping me raise money for Down Syndrome of Central Ohio. I think we raised about $12,400.
Very good. Very
and,
nice.
Hopefully I can count you in for the 7th annual next year.
Well, we'll give it a shot. I try not to overcommit, but I'll certainly make a consideration when we get closer to
that. I know
that
you
time.
Call it calendar arithmetic.
Yeah, calendar arithmetic or calendar puzzle.
It's calendar puzzle?
Yeah.
All right. So I want to find out, when did you get the nickname Special K? Was it in high school or college?
I think it was high school, actually, a local writer. I grew up in Cleveland
right.
and went to St. Joseph's High School in Cleveland, Ohio. And there was a writer that followed our high school team. And I think it was him, one of the suburban newspapers, dubbed me that.
Okay.
It kind of stuck for a while. At least it stuck with some folks.
So you just mentioned Cleveland St. Joe. And in your high school state championship game against Columbus East, you scored 51 points, 24 rebounds, and yet you guys lost 75-69. What kind of emotion did you have after that game?
Devastated.
Really?
Devastated. Yeah, I was so desiring to help our team win its first basketball state championship, and we had the team that was capable, but Columbus East was better that day. I ended up going against my future college roommate, Granville Waiters. He and I were roommates the 3 years I was at Ohio. We were at Ohio State. He actually ended up becoming a teammate of mine with the Indiana Pacers as well once he got done at Ohio State.
See, I was going to ask you what it was like when he joined your team. Did you still hold a grudge?
No, I never held a grudge, but he would always remind me that I had an individual record in that game that still stands, and he actually got the trophy and the gold. And the banner, and I would much rather have what he has in that regard. But it is what it is. We've moved on.
Now, have you ever had your picture appear on a box of Special K cereal?
No, have not. Did not have that happen.
So do you think if Kellogg's made Wheaties, your picture would have been on a Wheaties box?
I'm not sure, Dr. Kvitko. It certainly sounds like it might have had a chance, a slim chance to come to fruition, but never happened.
Well, I'm just going to go with a story that the only reason you haven't been on a Wheaties box is because they're not made by Kellogg's.
Okay, well, you can go with that. Yeah, that's your prerogative.
Now, so now, during your junior year, and it is a dental show, and it's not all going to be about dentistry, but during your junior year at Ohio State University, which would have been 1980-81 season, you took an elbow in the mouth, I think, right?
Mm-hmm, sure did.
And you had a tooth knocked completely out.
Uh-huh.
It was your left front central
That's right.
Incisor.
How do you recall all of that?
Because, well, I was at the dental school.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Okay.
And so tell me about that. I mean,
traumatic. I was actually pretty much knocked out on my feet because of that nerve that goes to that area.
Right up to
so I ended up having the tooth reinserted.
By Dr. Wallace?
Uh-huh, for a time. I can't remember exactly.
The dean of the dental school.
I can't remember who did the work, but I did have that tooth reinserted, and it actually lasted for a little while, actually through the rest of that season, and then when I went to the Indiana Pacers in 1982, I was drafted by the Pacers. I ended up getting a partial.
A removable, like a one-tooth partial?
Right, a partial, and that lasted for, I bet you that lasted 10 or 12 years until I finally got the implant done about 5 or 6 years ago, and that was done over in Indianapolis.
So the partial was one that came out at night?
No.
It was a bridge.
It was a bridge. I got a bridge. Yeah, exactly. The old school bridge. Yeah, it was kind of a, it was basically, I mean, it held up for a while for the time period.
They had to trim down the teeth on either side.
Exactly.
And slip it on
anchored
over.
In there. Yep. Yeah. You know the deal.
That's kind of the old way of doing it.
Yep.
If you can do an implant these days, you do because you can leave these virgin teeth as virgin teeth.
Yeah. It took me a little while. Obviously, I wasn't, my timing was bad for the implants, but ultimately, I got to the point where, again, within the last 6 years or so, I've had the implant done and it's been fine. I mean,
Tell me about that because I do implants and a lot of people get weirded out by it. They say you're going to drill a hole in my bone, but it's really not, you don't even know what's being done, do you?
No, not really. I mean, the process was explained quite well and it is a process. It's a multi-stage process, but ultimately it gives you a better chance of having a healthier mouth, really, when you can do the implant. You can clean them individually, and you can floss them individually, which you couldn't do with the bridge. So I've been happy with my implants. I haven't had any issues or problems, and trying to maintain good dental hygiene so that the rest of my teeth can last for however long I do.
For the rest of your life and more, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the when you had the tooth knocked out, they had to find it.
Yeah.
In order to put it back in. How long did that take?
It didn't take very long. Again, I was pretty much in a daze.
Okay.
But it was relatively quick.
Okay.
Because I went to the locker room, obviously, in a bit of a fog. And not long after I got there, I think they had tracked that tooth down and then got it up in there pretty quick. But again, I vaguely remember anything. I remember my dad coming into the locker room and being there. But other than that, I was pretty much knocked out on my feet.
Now, were you wearing a mouth guard?
Was not.
I kind of knew the answer to that.
Yeah, you did know the answer to that. But immediately after, I maintained my mouth guard throughout my playing career and strongly advocated for anybody else playing the
teammates.
Game to wear one. And, but, you know, a lot of
they don't.
My boys finally embraced it when they were in high school, but it took a little time. And now my youngest son, who's still playing, won't leave. It's part of his uniform now. I mean, it's almost as important as his tennis shoes.
Nick?
Yeah. Yeah, Nick over at, down at OU.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little about Nick in a little bit. I did a show. I had Scoonie Penn in the studio, and I went and I covered his Hoops Touch Classic, and I was talking to, who was it? One of his former teammates about a mouth guard.
Mm-hmm.
And he said pretty much like what you said, which is, well, I haven't had any injuries, but when I get one, then I'll start wearing it.
How about preventative maintenance? That would be the best posture. But again, it's an individual call, but I strongly advocate it because once you get accustomed to it and the fact that it can protect so much is what's important to me. I mean, being in a position where you can actually prevent some pretty good damage is it's a no-brainer from my standpoint.
And I don't know if you realize it, but it's not just teeth, it's a concussion.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And there's so much emphasis now on preventing concussions. And dental mouth guards, honestly, when it comes to a certain blow, like let's say a blow to the front, like you got the elbow up under your tooth and it kind of wenched it out. But if somebody had punched you accidentally, but punched you straight on, even with a mouth guard, you can still break a tooth.
Right.
It's just rubber.
Mm.
Now, they have some high-impact plastic molded in between the two layers of rubber these days, and it's pretty good. But it's the concussions, because when you get popped in the chin, and by the way, those boil-and-bite kind, or the kind they do, the athletic trainer carries in the bag, they only work, a mouth guard only works if it's in your mouth when you have the blow.
Mm.
Well, if it doesn't stay in very well, you get popped in the mouth, it flies out, you weren't wearing a mouth guard when you needed it. So it's the pre-fitted ones. And I want to ask you, what is the biggest complaint you heard about among the NBA players?
You know what? I think it was a matter of just discomfort. And not,
so,
yeah, that was really it. Just discomfort,
so
not
like
being
rubbing,
used to
it. It oh,
not
it was,
just the total discomfort of having something in your mouth and learning how to breathe.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but that's a minor concession. Once you put it in and go through a practice, it's pretty easy to get used. I mean, it's almost similar to probably wearing goggles.
Right.
It's something that you're not used to, but once you do it for just a short period of time, you actually adapt quite readily to it.
Okay. Yeah, because I hear it's that they can't talk. And they say they have trouble breathing.
Well, that was it. Part of the, what I heard was the breathing and the discomfort.
Okay, because for those people listening, high school athletes, college athletes, maybe some of your NBA buddies tuned in, if you're having trouble breathing with your mouth guard, it's a very simple fix. Either tell your dentist or, you know, what I do is when I make mine, we make it very, very thin on the palatal side where the tongue rests.
Right.
Because it doesn't have to be thick there. That's not. We're not trying to protect anybody from getting in your mouth and yanking out. You know, so if that's thin and there's plenty of room for your tongue, there's plenty of room to breathe.
Right.
So it's a very simple thing. Okay. Now, I've got a ton of questions. We're going to try to get them all in, but I want to talk about your kids. You have three children.
That's correct.
Talisa, who played Division I college volleyball. What college did she play for?
She played at Georgia Tech down in Atlanta.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's she now, about
25, yeah.
Okay.
She sure is. Yep. She's been the head JV volleyball coach at Hilliard-Bradley the last, just finished her third season as the head coach there. And then she trained volleyball girls all over the Central Ohio area.
Well, neat. Yeah. Does she have a camp? That's what she call it?
No, she don't have a camp. It's just
like
individual
lessons?
Instruction. Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then Alex and Nick. Now, I don't know. What did Alex do?
Alex is at Ohio State. He's scheduled to graduate with a degree in communications here in December.
Oh, we should have had him come in. He could have practiced or taught me a few things.
I'm not sure he's interested in the front and center aspect of communications.
Oh, okay.
As much as he might be interested in the behind the scenes.
And then we're going to talk about Nick and OU and all that in a little bit, but we have to go to a break. So hang with us.
All right, we'll do.
You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
At Artisan Dance Studio, come discover that when it comes to dancing, our specialty is to create and educate. The artisan approach provides you an experience from the moment you walk through our doors. Artisan Dance Studio's wide variety of classes from ballet, contemporary, tap, jazz, and much more. We offer adult classes too. Artisan Dance Studio is located at 4310 North High Street in Clintonville. Visit artisandancestudio.com for upcoming events and class schedules. Accepting new students throughout the fall.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes, and then they take away your teeth, too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Tell him make me a grill. I might be grilled out nicely.
Oh.
In my white tee.
Oh.
On South Beach.
Oh.
When I
open up your mouth, your grill gleaming.
Say what?
I stand up. Let me see your grill.
We're back with Clark Kellogg, and he's in the studio with me. Very nice of Clark to get up early in the morning and come down to the studio. So thanks again, Clark.
My pleasure, Dr. Kvitko.
Appreciate that. Now, Nick famously made the Sweet 16 with the Ohio University Bobcats this past March. And while you were commentating a different game, that was so cool to watch as a dad. You have three kids, I have four. We were talking a little bit off the air. Tell me your emotions. I mean, we saw them on the air, but that had to be just so tough, first of all, to try to still concentrate on the game you were covering, which I can't remember which game you were covering. You probably don't either.
Oh, I remember, because I would have loved to have been there where Nick was in St. Louis, but work called.
Yes.
And that clearly happens to all parents who have children that are involved in sports or other extracurricular activities. There are times when you just aren't able to be there because of life's responsibilities. And we had resolved the fact that I wasn't going to be able to be there once the bracket came out.
Right.
I knew. So I was fine with it, other than the emotions you have when you're watching your children do whatever they're doing and you want them to do well, and you agonize with them and you trust that they'll be excited about the opportunity and compete at their best level and let the chips fall where they will. And that's exactly what happened. So my greatest feeling was one of gratitude and pride and thankfulness for him and his team being able to perform at a level good enough to have won that game. It just didn't happen, and Nick played really well, and they represented themselves well as student athletes, and I think everybody that followed them was really proud of how they handled it.
You know, it's really what was really cool about what OU is doing and has been doing, both on the football field and the basketball field, is they're making a name for themselves separate from Ohio State University. And the cool part about that for me and some other people that I know are listening is it's taking away Brady Hoke's ability to pretend that we here in the Columbus are Ohio.
So, now, there is a distinct difference between the Ohio State University here in Columbus and the branch campuses as well, and also
Ohio University.
Both schools are outstanding in their own right, and I'm happy that Nick is enjoying his experience on and off the court down there.
Yeah, so he was a junior, so he's coming back as a senior.
Actually, he's a junior now.
Oh, he was a sophomore last year.
Right, yeah, he's a junior now. Yeah, he's got two more years.
Two more years to make it to the Final Four.
Well, we'll see what happens, but they've got a good team coming back.
What do you think are their chances, though, with former OSU assistant John Gross left, went to Illinois, and what do you think are their chances of, like, getting back to that, Sweet
16? Well, you know what? Each year is different. And they've got all of those players that made that run to the Sweet 16 coming back. They do have a new coach and staff. Jim Christian is the new head coach, has a tremendous reputation as a teacher and developer of players and young men. And so far, the players are enjoying playing for him.
They're responding to him.
Responding to him quite well. Nick is extremely excited about the upcoming season. So we'll see how it plays out. But it's not often that teams that are not power conference teams make runs to the Sweet 16. So they have an opportunity, but it'll be different because this year is different. So we'll see how it plays out. But I'm excited to see how they come together.
I have to tell you, I'm a little worried about us playing against the Jim Gross coach team.
Well, I think he's going to be an outstanding. John did a terrific job at OU. He was outstanding as an assistant here with Thad Mott at Ohio State, and even before that at Xavier. I think he's about all of the right things.
Yeah.
He's hardworking. He's smart. He knows and understands and communicates the game well. While Ohio U was disappointed to lose him, I think they're excited about his opportunity. I am. I think John Gross is going to do an outstanding job.
Oh, I think he is too. That's what scares me to death.
Well, we've got a pretty good coach running things for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Oh, I love Coach Mata. And I've met John Gross. I've met Coach Mata. And bringing in Chris Gent was genius.
Yep.
And we're still in good hands.
No question about it. In terrific hands.
Now, how important was good dental health for your children to you and your wife?
Oh, it's critically important because I did not go to the dentist as a youngster until I got to college.
I can't tell you how many people tell me that story. And it seems like I went out, there's a thing called Team Smile, and they go to arenas and stadiums and they do events. 300 children get free dental care in a day at the arena, at the stadium. They've done it, Justin Timberlake's golf outing, all different places. And I'm actually working on bringing one to Columbus, which is looking really good. I can't announce it yet, but stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, when I interview the NBA players, they can so relate to this because many of them came from single parent, mom on welfare, trying to support their kids. And now they're multimillionaires, and they make sure their kids get the dental care that they didn't.
Well, exactly. No question. I mean, I grew up in a two-parent home. My dad was a policeman in Cleveland. My mom was pretty much a stay-at-home mom until I was in high school, and yet prioritizing dental expenses when the other expenses were what they were just wasn't the, it didn't make it to the top of the priority list. So we ended up basically just trying to brush our teeth effectively.
Right.
And obviously you need much more care than that. And being attuned to that as a parent, obviously right. our kids started and being in a pretty good financial position at the time that our children were born certainly lent itself to me being able to make sure that our kids were getting off on the right track.
It was on the top of the menu.
Right.
It wasn't the bottom of the menu.
That's right. No question.
Now, does your wife have a beautiful smile, I assume?
Yeah, she does. Uh-huh. She has a wonderful smile. And a great heart, too.
Is that part of what attracted you to her?
Oh, no question. No question.
So I'm going to assume if she had Billy Bob teeth, you might not be married today?
That's probably true initially. The physical attraction is usually the first part of the attraction.
It really is.
Then after that.
If you don't like what you see across the room, you're not going to go introduce yourself.
No question. Then after that, you get to the substance. But the physical attraction is strong initially. And clearly her smile still gives me butterflies.
Right. You know, same with me. You look over at your wife and it's like, wow, how can she still look so good?
You know? There you go.
Okay. Now, I'm really happy to hear that you're insisting that your children are wearing mouth guards. And all your parents out there, Clark Kellogg said, your child needs to wear a mouth guard. Right, Clark?
And Dr. Kvitko also said, who's the expert in this area. But I do have some personal experience and strongly advocate any athletes competing that they get accustomed to their mouth guards right away.
Now, I understand that around your house, you have a nickname.
Uh-oh.
I was going to ask you to tell me about that, but you don't remember?
I'm trying to figure out what nickname you might be referring to.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
The Gremlin. So tell me how you got the Gremlin as a nickname.
I'm a late night snacker. I'm a night owl in many ways. I enjoy being up late working and studying and reading and sometimes watching TV or game tapes. And when I'm doing that, I have a tendency to move towards the pantry. So.
And I also understand that not only are you a late night snacker, but you just eat until the bag's gone.
Yeah, I'm not good at portion control. I struggle in that area and with regards to snacks. I do.
I'm like that, too. I take a bag of Doritos or whatever it is, and I just keep eating until they're gone.
That's why they say you should get a serving, put it in a napkin or a plastic cup or plate, and then reclose the bag.
Okay.
But I've not mastered
reclosing
that habit. Yeah, I haven't mastered it.
So there's a gremlin in the Kellogg household.
Yeah, it's the tallest guy in the house that's also the gremlin.
You you left the OSU early, 1 year early.
And right.
Were you like the first OSU student to do that, OSU basketball player?
You know what? I may well have been. Kenny Page was a player prior to me arriving at Ohio State. I came down in the fall of 1979, and I think Kenny Page actually transferred from Ohio State and then went to the NBA early. But I may have been the first guy or one of the first to leave before my – eligibility was up.
It seemed like it was kind of unheard of back then. You were such a good player for us, OSU. I was disappointed, but I do understand. It'd be like, you know, people say, why do they leave early? You know, they came to college to get a degree. Well, everybody goes to college to get to their next level.
Mm-hmm.
If their next level is working in a chemistry lab, and they have this wonderful opportunity to work in a chemistry lab after 3 years of college, and they're going to be paid handsomely to do it, they'd probably take the deal too.
They would certainly strongly consider it. And that's a good way to frame it. And I was ready. I was anxious to be a pro player. I knew that I wouldn't discard my education, that I would eventually.
In fact, it only took you a few years longer, right?
Yeah, it took 86? Me a little while longer.
Was
it 86? No, it was 96.
Oh, 96.
I tell everybody I was on the 18-year plan. I came down in 79 and finally graduated in 86. But I never lost sight of the fact that I wanted to be a college graduate.
Right.
And even though I had to stretch it out because of pursuing that dream of being an NBA player, it's something that I still value as one of my best and most important
right.
achievements as a person is to have been able to finish school.
And I commend you for that.
Thank you.
I agree with that. And education is where it's at.
No question about it. And you should always be, no matter what level of formal education you get, I think it's important that we're always lifelong learners.
Exactly.
And I try to practice that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I'm not talking about – It just doesn't have to be college, because we need people that can fix cars.
That's right.
We need people that can fix aircraft.
No
we
question.
We need people that have these special certifications. These vocational schools mm-hmm. are wonderful. And it's true that not everybody should be a college graduate, but everybody should have a special skill that they can say, look, I've got this piece of paper, and I've been in training, and I can now fix your aircraft.
Capable and competent in that. And the other part of that coin for me, Dr. Kvitko, is being able to tap into what your unique gifts and passions are and to see if you can align those with some type of
career.
Because
it opens your horizons.
Oh, it broadens your horizons, and it gives you a chance to really enjoy not just success, but fulfillment. When you're operating within your gifts
yes.
and what you're passionate about, then
it's
that's
not
work.
It's not work,
that
exactly.
That becomes something you really look forward to, and you give it your all, and you benefit from that, and the people that you might serve or interact with benefit from
because
that as well.
Because it becomes infectious.
Exactly,
people.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to look at it. Now, we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day soon, and let me just remind folks that Clark's nickname around the house is the Gremlin. All right, so let me see here. Well, I'll tell you what, the winner, when we do the question, is going to win free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. And in a moment, we're going to ask you to call in and give us your guess. Don't call yet because you don't know the question yet, but the phone number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. So go ahead and listen to what the attorneys say you should hear.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, what is Clark Kellogg's nickname around his household? Is it A, the Cookie Monster, B, the Gremlin, C, the Ghost, or D, the Sleepwalker? Again, the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and another caller is going to win a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. So the number's 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Thinking about winterizing your boat or RV? Why not deal with the experts at Alum Creek RV and Marine? Check out their early bird winterizing special for boats and RVs. Until October 15th, save 15%. RV winterizing starting at $89.95, and that's despite the fact that antifreeze costs are up 22% from last year. Alum Creek RV and Marine can shrink wrap your boats to keep the dirt and weather outside and the beauty of your boat protected inside. Alum Creek RV and Marine. One exit north of Polaris off I-71 at Route 37. Call 800-336-4068 or hit the net at AlumCreekRVandMarine.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are here with Clark Kellogg, who was gracious enough to get up and come to the studio and be my guest. And I really appreciate it, Clark. Clark, I know that you raise money for the Red Cross. Tell me about the other charities that you have
a passion
for.
Well, primarily because of my faith in God through Christ and being a Christian, I've aligned myself and supported a number of Christian ministries locally here, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Athletes in Action, both sports-related Christian ministries. We've tried to support the United Way at a pretty good level because of their impact on our community, the United Negro College Fund, in terms of trying to help young students attend historically black universities. So we've tried to be, my wife and I, involved in gearing our community charity towards young people as much as we can,
okay,
and towards our church and Christian ministry. So those are a few that we've tried to lend our support to in presence and in
so
resources.
Fellowship of Christian Athletes,
mm-hmm.
Athletes in Action.
Athletes in Action, right.
United Way,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And the Red Cross, mm-hmm. And then you still came out.
I'm a blood donor, a regular blood donor, and I advocate for those who haven't, that if you can, it's a wonderful way to be able to impact others in a significant way, because there's such a great need for various types of blood, and only I think 5-6% of the people that are eligible, and it's probably half of that in the African American community in terms of those who give. And
oh wow,
yeah, so it's a great need, and it's a relatively simple, pain-free way to be able to help others.
When we do our Dentists from the Heart event, we always invite the American Red Cross, mm-hmm. and we do a blood drive in conjunction.
Oh, so terrific. Outstanding. It is.
Let's go to the phones. We have three callers with guesses, so we're going to go in order, 1, 2, and 3. And if you can all please stay on the line, because remember, there are two out of three are going to get prizes today. So let's go to line one. Frank, how are you, Frank?
Very well, thank you.
Do you pronounce your last name Zakic?
It's actually Hungarian. It's Sekac.
Oh, Sekac. You know what? I'm so sorry. She even wrote it phonetically for me, and I didn't even see that. I'm sorry. Frank, what's your guess?
The gremlin.
That's right. That's right.
He's
the gremlin.
All over it.
Frank, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I'm sorry?
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm in school.
In school. Good for you. Stay mm-hmm. there until you graduate. Unless you get to go to the NBA early. Then you can.
No, but I understand that Clark Kellogg's a really tall gremlin.
Yeah, I am. One of the tallest you'll ever hear about.
All right. Hey, Frank, stay on the line. We want to get the other information. We're going to need to send these flowers to you from Vice Denver, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling, by the way. All right, line two, Shirley. Shirley, what was your guess? Uh-oh. Shirley, how about Jam? Is Jam on line three?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. What was your guess?
Gremlin.
Yes. The gig's up. Everybody
yeah.
knows now.
It's locked. It's out there.
People
now.
Are going to be dropping bags of Cheetos at your front door. So, Jim, what do you do for a living?
I work for a financial planning firm.
Okay. Great. So you were probably tuned in before we came on.
Listening
to that show before us.
I have, yeah.
It's a pretty interesting. I don't know exactly what he's talking about, but it's pretty interesting. So,
and I really enjoy your show every week. It's always so interesting, and I love having Clark Kellogg on today. Our boys all graduated from OU, so following them through the Sweet 16 was really fun last year.
That was.
Year.
That really was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really was. And thank you for listening, too, by the way. It's nice to know that we have regular listeners.
You're
going to get a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine, and I'll be sending you a certificate in the mail. It'll go out probably on Monday, okay?
Well, perfect. We grill out all year long, so
yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a great day now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now. Shirley, sorry we lost you. But anyway, okay, let's move on. Okay, so you left OSU, you went to the NBA, and you were drafted 8th overall
mm-hmm.
in the first round
right.
by the Indiana Pacers. And that had to be so rewarding in the sense that, like I said, you were one of the earlier ones to leave, and yet it worked out. Were there some doubters? Like, what about your dad? Was he behind you 100%?
No, my mom and dad both were behind me 100%. I had a pretty good indication if I stayed healthy and continued to work hard and focus on trying to master my craft as a mm-hmm. basketball player that I would have a chance to play in the NBA, and that chance happened for me in 82, not long after my 21st birthday. I was drafted, and I've been associated and connected with the Indiana Pacers since that time.
Yeah.
I only was able to play 5 years because of some knee trouble that ultimately ended my career in 1987. And I got my broadcasting start with the Indiana Pacers that fall, 87, on radio, doing games and reports around the radio broadcast.
It was WTTV /FSN?
Yep, that was a year after. It was actually WIBC Radio
okay.
That got me started. And from there, I did some Cleveland State University games that same year, 87-88,
okay.
On WOIO, I think was the station at the time. And that kind of launched my broadcasting career, my humble beginnings, and I grinded it out and worked extremely hard, much as I did as a player, trying to be excellent, and had great people along the way help me. And before I knew it, I had a burgeoning analyst career taking place, and I've been at it since 1987, you've so done, 26 years.
You've done yourself proud. You've done OSU proud. You know, it's really neat for me to say, hey, Clark Kellogg, he played for the Buckeyes. You know?
Well, it's neat for me to say that I'm part of the Ohio State University Buckeye family as a student, as a graduate, and as a former student athlete there.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but I grew up in the Cleveland area. I grew up in Twinsburg.
Oh, okay. Just obviously.
And, you know, we played Solon and Hudson.
Sure.
And,
oh, yeah. I'm familiar with those areas.
Dallas Lauderdale's from Solon.
Yeah, Solon.
And so I always followed the Cleveland teams.
Sure.
It's painful, but I still follow the Cleveland
teams.
I'm
the same way. Being an East Side Clevelander and with my dad and sister still up in that area and aunts and uncles all over the place and cousins, I still have an affinity and an affection for Cleveland and want to see the city and the team just do well.
I've got an app on my smartphone and it follows the Browns, it follows the Indians, it follows the Cavs, and it follows the Buckeyes.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's usually happier when I'm watching it follow the Buckeyes.
Well, the Buckeyes have done a pretty strong job in a lot of sports, not just the high-profile ones in basketball and football, but across the 36 sports that are represented on that campus.
Mm-hmm. Now, right after leaving your playing days, and like you said, it was 5 years, you were, by the way, you were one of a handful of rookies that averaged 20 points and 10 rebounds a game in their rookie year, and I was going to teasingly ask you if you had to have so many rebounds because you missed the first shot.
Well, I did get a few of my own misses. That was one of the things I always had kind of a knack for doing, even as a high school player.
Is that a way to build stats?
I wasn't looking to build stats. I was looking to try to find a way to get that ball in the basket. But that certainly was part of the rebound total. I would retrieve my own misses fairly often.
Okay. All right. Now, when we spoke, well, let me go back before I move off to this topic. In 87 is when you then had to stop playing, and you're saying you went right on the radio from then. I mean,
well, I retired in August of 87 due to my knee trouble.
Right.
And by September of 87, the Pacers had asked me to serve as the radio analyst because they thought I would be an asset to the broadcast because the guy that was doing the play-by-play was a Canadian who was hired late in the process, and I could help him understand and learn the league.
Okay.
So it worked out for both of us, and he now is the voice of the Miami Heat.
Oh.
And has been. Mike has been with the Miami Heat, I want to say probably at least 15 years or so.
Mike who?
Mike Inglis. Mike Inglis. I-N-G-L-I-S. A terrific guy and an excellent radio broadcaster, and he was my first radio partner.
Wow.
In my broadcasting career.
Now, I was born in Canada, so I'm a real Canuck.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I only lived there till I was about 2.5 or 3.
Okay, so.
But I had to become a U.S. citizen. I used to have the green card, which I guess is now pink. And, you know, you can do everything but vote until you actually become a citizen. And I before I applied to dental school, I went to Case Western Reserve for undergrad and lived in Cleveland Heights while I was doing that. And so before applying to dental school, I thought, you know, I'm going to go and become a citizen, get it over with while I have the time. Not get it over with in that sense, but it was something I wanted to do, be a part of the process. And, of course, we have the presidential election coming up, which we'll talk about here in a minute. And I didn't want the dental schools to be able to put me in a category of, like, out-of-state applicant. I wanted to be thought of as an Ohioan, an American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted anything I could have in my favor, in my favor. But what I found is the people that weren't born here are almost more attuned to the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, to how the Senate and Congress work than the people that grew up here.
There's no question about it. There's
You've
a complacency. Oh, yeah. There's a complacency that exists with us that are citizens in terms of not maybe being as attuned or not as well-versed in what our freedoms and responsibilities are. And I found that to be the case as well, because we interact occasionally with foreign players, whether they are part of the Indiana Pacers or part of the NBA. And you see that real reverence almost for what America represents. And I think sometimes we can tend to take that for granted.
Yeah. And I want to get into that more, because it is an election season when we come back, but it is time for me to go to a break. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunday 95, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
At Artisan Dance Studio, come discover that when it comes to dancing, our specialty is to create and educate. The Artisan approach provides you an experience from the moment you walk through our doors. Artisan Dance Studio's wide variety of classes from ballet, contemporary, tap, jazz, and much more. We offer adult classes too. Artisan Dance Studio is located at 4310 North High Street in Clintonville. Visit artisandancestudio.com for upcoming events and class schedules. Accepting new students throughout the fall.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here with Clark Kellogg, who's been just a wonderful guest and nice enough to get up early in the morning and be here in the studio. Now, Clark, we were talking about voting and how I was born in Canada and how some people take the system for granted. And that's a perfect lead into when we first talked and I was asking to be on my show. You got to interview the president twice.
Yeah, I did.
I'm jealous.
It was a wonderful opportunity. I've actually, Dr. Kvitko, had the pleasure of four interactions with President Obama.
Oh, wow.
One was where he came and joined us
at the, Dayton,
the court.
Yeah, the first four.
That was the first four. That was the most recent, along with an interview talking about him coaching his daughter in basketball and just talking the tournament a little bit. But two other ones, we had a game of POTUS back in 2010 on the
POTUS,
White House
by the
court.
Way, stands for President of the United States.
States.
It's
correct.
A takeoff on horse,
right.
Which is H-O-R-S-E.
Exactly.
And when for those people that don't know, when you play horse, you'll make a shot, and if the person you're playing with makes the same shot, nobody gets a letter. But if you make a shot and they miss, they get the first letter of the word.
Well explained. And you could be a TV analyst, Dr. Kvitko.
Hey, I don't know if I have a face for radio or TV. We'd have to find out. But so when you're playing the president, of course, you called it POTUS.
We called it POTUS in deference and respect to the Oval Office. And also the jump shot of our sitting president, Mr. Obama, is real. And he actually took me to the wire there. and knocked me out of the box. And we actually had him prior to that interaction. He actually joined Vern Lundquist and I courtside for a Georgetown Duke game that we were calling back in December of 09.
Oh, wow.
And did a really admirable job as a TV analyst of a game that was going on. So that's those are the times that I've had a chance to be right up close conversing with President Obama.
Now, when you first found out you were going to interview President Obama for the first time, how much advance warning did you have?
Not a ton. We had a few days because everything is a bit last minute in those kinds of circumstances. But we knew our game that year in 2009 was on a Saturday, and I think we knew Friday night that he was planning on being at the game.
Okay.
And that he had agreed to come and join us after halftime.
Okay.
If he did, in fact, attend the game.
Right.
When we got there that morning, the Secret Service agents were around. There was additional security. And then once he got to the building, we knew that he was going to
come visit
with us after halftime.
So I'm curious, did your bosses, did the CBS folks determine the questions, or they just leave it up to you?
No, in that situation, it was basically allowing him to join us doing what we do. And Vern Lundquist kind of took the lead, and I basically interacted on a basketball personal level. And it ended up being quite well received by those that got a chance to see it. It felt natural, and it was real and genuine, and I think people enjoyed it.
And was it pretty cool?
Yeah, it was unbelievably cool. I mean, it was beyond cool. It's one of those things you really have a tough time explaining. And then I had a chance to be on the White House court with him, and we talked. And just to sense not just the weight of his job, but the passion he has for the game, but also for this country and for his family and children. You get a chance to feel some of that when you spend a little time with him. So it was a wonderful opportunity for me.
Now, after the first four, where you did the halftime interview
with him and Prime Minister Cameron,
right, which was in Dayton, which is pretty cool, Ohio,
right, yeah.
Then later that in March of the same year, this year, you got to go to the White House. You played a game in the Rose Garden. They have a basketball.
No, we didn't play in there. We just basically spoke in this.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but you played. Was it the POTUS game that you played and lost?
Yeah, that was the one we loved back in 2010. Yeah, that was the one that some of my buddies have not allowed me to forget about. Yeah, that's the one.
So they think you threw the game, right?
I didn't necessarily throw it. I did give the president an opportunity to get his legs under him.
Okay.
And at that point, the momentum wasn't able to be recaptured by me. I was rolling pretty good, gave him an opportunity by missing a couple of shots.
Kind of like Casey at bat?
Yeah, a little bit of that. And then he got going and I couldn't stem the tide. And he actually analyzed it accurately right after it happened. He told people in that segment that that's exactly what had unfolded. So he knew the deal, and he ended up nipping me at the wire.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, so that's all right. That's all right. I can handle it.
Well, just kind of like the state championship game that you had to deal with, right?
You got to deal with it. That's right. It's painful, but you got to take it.
All right. Now, just so you know, a couple of months ago, I invited President Obama to be on my show. And I've also invited Mitt Romney, just for fairness.
Mm-hmm.
He's not been on the show, and I don't think he's going to be between now and the election, but it only took him about 2 weeks later, and I actually got a phone call from the White House. A staffer called me and very politely informed me that the president's schedule would not allow it. And although I was disappointed, you know, they were just so gracious in letting me down gently that I almost feel like he was on the show and I've never met the guy. But I'd still like him have him on the show. It's not too late. Now that you and him are buds, put in a good word for me.
Yeah, interaction doesn't lead to friendship, although we do have a common bond and a couple of common friends. But I'm sure...
Because maybe he and I can play a game of dentist, D-E-N-T-I-S-T, instead of horse or POTUS.
That might work if he's actually... I'm hopeful that he'll be in office once we get beyond the election. We'll see.
Yeah, it's such a close everything.
Oh, it's very close. It's like going to be very, very
one day you think this guy's up, the next day that guy's up. And, you know, and like I said, I'd love to have them both on. Obviously, I have some dental issues to talk about that I would love to talk about with both candidates, because the health care bill that was passed, which we now know as Obamacare, doesn't address dentistry.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. Think about it, you guys, everybody listening. Did you ever hear the word tooth or dentistry mentioned when they mentioned health care? They didn't. if you read it, small print somewhere in there, I guess it's what, a couple thousand pages, there's a little bit of extra money for some training for some, say, dental assistants or dental hygienists to go into rural areas and maybe do with some dental education for some young kids. But when it comes to actually providing money for dental care, it doesn't. So there's a gap there. There's a real gap. And in this nation, we seem to separate dental and vision from the body. And I don't know why, because most of us like being able to see. Most of us like being able to chew and smile and eat and talk. And the same thing, mental health. It's almost like, if you think about it, let yourself think about it for a moment. Our healthcare system treats humans from the neck up, from the neck down. Okay. Right. Think about it. Everything in your torso, you know, your abdomen, everything's covered. But if you have mental health issues, and by the way, it's those people that are the ones that unfortunately, you know, shot Gabby Gifford, people that need some mental health. A lot of the people that are homeless are bipolar. They need some help, and it's just not available. And when it comes to dental, we now know that dental disease can become heart disease, but yet there's still dental insurance that hasn't increased its value in, 52 years. You probably have dental insurance. Mm-hmm. You probably have $1,000 yearly maximum.
Yep, you're calling it exactly as it is.
It's been $1,000 since 1960.
Wow.
It hasn't increased.
I did not realize that. That's interesting, the point you make about the holistic and complete approach to healthcare and not necessarily valuing those other aspects of it, which shouldn't be.
No,
quite honestly, when you look at it, I mean, it should be.
We should get rid of dental insurance altogether. Mm-hmm. We should get rid of vision, and we should just make it health insurance.
Wow.
That would be my discussion with the president. So if you get to talk to him, will you tell him that for me?
I've got you've stirred some thinking in my mind about that, because that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
In terms of health care being about total health care, as opposed to separating elements of it out.
Right. You can't be healthy if you have a tooth abscess. You can't eat. You don't feel well. Mm-hmm. You know, think about when we take a vitamin, for example, anything that gives us nutrition. Well, our body takes that energy and it spreads it out over where it's needed the most. Well, that could be maybe you're an athlete. Maybe you need to be in a 2-hour practice session. So that's where you're going to get your energy. But if you have an abscess tooth and you have an infection, well, some of that vitamin that you just swallowed is going to have to go to fight that infection first. So now you're not going to perform as well on the court. Same thing goes for this performing as well in the classroom. You know, if you're a student sitting in school and you have your hand on your chin because it hurts, you're not paying attention and you're missing out. So I just think that if we just get rid of all these little segments.
What do you think led to health care separating dental insurance?
Oh, I think I know.
What would you say the reason that is?
Actuarial folks are the people who determine rates. And these are like really, really smart mathematicians. And I'm going to give a quick answer and then we'll go to a break and then we'll tie it up. But the actuarials determined that because 100% of the nation has dental disease, they could not afford to insure it and make a profit. With medical, not everybody's sick. Not everybody gets in a car accident. Only certain folks really need to access the medical care. So on paper, it looked like you could insure medical diseases, but not dental. What they fail to take into account is, and even to this day, only 40% of the nation goes to the dentist on a regular basis. So the actuarial numbers are probably similar, would probably work out just fine. They're not going to go bankrupt if they just cover dental. Because you can get in a car accident, hope you don't, but if somebody gets in a car accident, they go to the hospital, they run up a $50,000 bill, it's covered. Okay, you have two teeth that are bad and you don't have enough dental insurance to get them fixed in the same year. Mm-hmm. And if you wait till next year, now the one that was just a cavity is a root canal. And then by the time you get that one done, you got three others that are going to need it. You can never get your mouth healthy using dental insurance as we have it today. We'll talk about that more in a minute. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko, ici sur votre radio préférée on Sunny 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Mom. Has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
You wanna know how to make me smile? Take control on me just for the night. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here with Clark Kellogg, and Clark's been so gracious. We've had a great conversation. We talked a little bit a minute ago about how I believe that there shouldn't be dental insurance, shouldn't be vision insurance. There should just be health insurance. And you could just see that light go off in your head. You were like, I hadn't thought about it in that context. And thinking back to your childhood where your parents didn't have the mm-hmm. money, and your dad was a police officer, which means he probably had dental insurance.
Oh, I think his insurance package was quite good.
Yeah.
And we just didn't take advantage of it.
But unfortunately, it hasn't changed in 52 years, and so it's very antiquated right now. Okay, now, as you know, we're running out of time, and I've got to get your opinion as the expert analyst. In your opinion, what are Ohio State's chances of making it back to the Final Four?
I think they've got a good chance. Obviously, they've got some new young players. They're going to have different roles than they had a year ago. They lost William Buford and Jared Sullinger to the NBA and to overseas. But I think this young team is going to be quite good and surprise on the high side. The Big Ten is going to be outstanding. Indiana will be number one in some preseason polls. Michigan will be very good. Michigan State, Wisconsin is always right there with Bo Ryan. So the Big Ten is going to be as competitive and as good as it's been, I think, in a number of years,
really?
Top to bottom. I really do. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, we lost a couple of players that just transferred.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to remember the names. The one was starting to get some playing time.
Jordan Seibert.
Yeah, he was starting to get some playing. Yeah. Well, he got mm-hmm. playing time, and then as the season went on.
And then Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was sad because I thought they were
JD,
both.
JD yeah. Witherspoon, yeah.
Didn't he
yeah.
play with Jared?
They played together in high school. Yeah, but ultimately, guys have to determine what's best for their situation and what they desire to get out of their college mm-hmm. playing experience. And both guys felt they would be better served elsewhere. And I think they'll do well. I do. I think they're really good kids, and they'll have a chance to hopefully realize their dreams and elsewhere.
Do you know who we have coming in to kind of fill their role?
The guys that were actually on the bench,
okay.
I mean, are guys that didn't play a lot last okay. year, but now will be called upon to step up. And I think those guys will be ready for the opportunity. LaQuentin Ross, Sam Thompson, Shannon Scott obviously played a decent amount last year. He'll have a more prominent role. And good leadership with Aaron Kraft and Deshaun Thomas, Amir Williams, Evan Ravenel.
Evan, yeah.
Yeah, Evan Ravenel.
Evan
really
came in and gave some great
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, solid. So I think yeah. this team is going to be, I think they're going to be really fun to watch and highly competitive and successful.
I got to interview Evan and Aaron Kraft
mm-hmm.
At the 614 versus 216 game.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then the last thing is who's your favorite to win it all? Or who do you think?
I don't have a favorite right now.
You're probably not allowed to.
No, I don't have a favorite right now. But I think Indiana will be a team to keep an eye on.
Okay.
Louisville. Kentucky, although very young, will be extremely talented. And then you could take any number of teams in addition to Indiana from the Big Ten, Ohio State, Michigan State. Michigan will be interesting to keep an eye on. You never can discount teams like North Carolina and Duke.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly think Indiana and Kentucky and Louisville will be teams that will pretty much be consensus top five teams going into the season, and we'll see how it plays out after that.
Okay, great. Hey, just real quick, what's your wife's name?
Rosie, R-O-S-Y.
Mm-hmm. I just realized that's the only name we didn't go out there. I didn't want her to feel left out. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks again, Clark. So much. So nice to have you
here.
Yeah,
pleasure. I enjoy being able to hang out with you for an hour.
And me too. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Please tune in next Sunday morning. We will have Dr. Elaine Janiak, the Franklin County Coroner, and a forensic odontologist talking about identifying folks through dental records.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.